Hi there, this is John, John Hyman. We're now into section four. Now, section four, as distinct to the previous section, which was section three, there are some differences. Section three was about, let's say, general property management matters of, let's say, office and industrial property management, also retail for that matter, but more general. So now we get to section four, and it's all about retail and also shopping centre management, the systems and the skills around that. So there are two extra workbooks we're giving you here to read in conjunction with all of the programs to listen to. So workbook number one is all about shopping centre and shopping mall management. Many different ideas there. You can refer through the book and also, of course, make your notes as you consider the different issues and ideas. Managing a retail property or a shopping centre is quite complex. It's far more detailed than managing an office building or an industrial site. So understand the intricacies of managing retail property, improve your systems accordingly, and make them very deep, real, and direct for the clients that you serve. Now, in workbook number two in this module, we've got a tenancy mix ebook to help you understand the leasing strategies behind tenancy mix in retail. Of course, in a shopping center, you're usually managing a good number of tenants, and there has to be a tenancy mix strategy behind that. Because if you improve the tenancy mix correctly for the customer demographic, you actually create more opportunity in income growth and property stability. And of course, the client likes all of that. So that's workbook number two. It's tenant mix ebook strategy. So you can look at workbook one and workbook two together because they're both geared to retail and you can use them in retail property management, mall management, standalone retail property management as well. So, once you've had a look through the workbooks, start working through the modules. There are many different modules to think about, and in any order, it doesn't matter. Choose the topics that suit your particular needs, your focus, and what you can do something with. And as you move through the modules, the course program will make a note of where you've been and what you've listened to, and that's all fine. But don't forget, you can download everything. You can download everything in this course as required. So that's module number four. I'll leave you to get through the program and I'll catch you in the next section.